up to Yudches Amud Beis, the Mishnah. This parak deals with fast for other things aside from rain. Seder Tanios Elu, Ha'omer B'Raviyah Rishona. What we've learned until now, that first you have three Tanios that aren't a full day, and only the Talmidei Chachamim fast, and then you have another three, though, and then seven. That's only when it's a question of rain not coming in its proper time. Avot Tzmochim Shishanu. But if you have plants that change, Rashi says that they grew the wrong things. You planted wheat and you got thorns. Or that they, what's it called, others say that they turn color. They're not the green as it's supposed to be or whatever. There's something wrong with the plants. Masriya aleihem miyad. Then you immediately are masriya. See the Gemara Shaila, masriya either with a shofar or by crying out for them. And pashtus, you also fast. Not only do you fast, you're also masriya. V'chein sheposku geshomim ben geshom legeshom arboim yom. If it did rain, but then there was a break between rains for 40 days, that's worse than no rain at all. Masriya aleihem. Neshi makas batsoris, because that brings batsoris. That's a drought. Yardu l'tzmochim, aval lo yardu l'ilan. If the rain came for plants, but not for trees, l'ilan v'lo l'tzmochim, or for trees and not for plants, l'zeh v'lo l'boros asichir ma'oros, or it was sufficient for plants and trees, but not to fill up reservoirs. Masriyam aleihem miyad. Also, you don't wait the three and seven. You immediately start to fast. L'chein ir shelo yardu aleh geshomim. You have a city where one city it did rain, another city it didn't rain. D'chsivim tarti alirachas v'alirachas lo amtir. Chelko achas timtor. So then the halacha is also ir, the city where it didn't rain. Misanu masras. It fasts and also is masriya. All the cities around, it's also a tzara for them, because the people in that city where it didn't rain are going to go buy food and rush the market in the cities immediately around. So they fast, but they're not masriya. And Rabbi Akiva Omer the opposite. Masriyos v'lo masanos. They're masriya, but they don't fast. Let's see Rashi till here. Seder Tanios Eilu Ha'omer v'perek Rishon. Shebetchila yechidim misanim seder tanios v'achrikach tzibur holchin misanim ad yud gimel. Right, the seder of till 13 fast, three, and then another seven. In lo nenu, if they weren't answered and it didn't rain, so you continue with this seder of fast days. B'reviri shonim over zman reviri shonim shal yorav v'lo yardu geshonim misanim v'holik seder zeh. That only applies where the early rains didn't come at all. And you're davening for rain to come. Then you go through this seder. Avot smachim shishanu shenishtanu minhagam. Rashi learns shanu means they change from the minhag olam. Tachaschita yotzechoach. Instead of you planted wheat and you got thorns. Tachasaora basha. Or you planted barley and you got also some kind of inferior kind of plant. Shaloha yuchitim bishulam o shinli acher, or there was a change in the quality of the it produced inferior kinds of quality of wheat or whatever, or any other kind of change. It was moldy or whatever. Masriin aleh miyad, so you immediately fast. Afilu brishonos shekol chomer achronos noeg bohen. And you don't go with this seder first, the Talmidei Chachamim, then daytime fast, then a full day fast. You immediately have full day fast right away. Because these things rain, you're hoping that once it'll rain, it'll fix up the situation. But these things are terrible to begin with. Ben Geshem Ageshem, Ben Revir Rishonu L'Shniyah, Simen Batzorasi. If it stopped raining 40 days between the early rains and the late rains, that's a drought. Yardu l'tzmochim alo le'ilan v'farshim morim. We'll explain what kind of rain helps for plants and not for trees, and which ones helps for trees and not for plants. L'boro sichin ma'oris, b'v'basim v'farish, my bor, u'may siach, u'may ma'ora, The Kulin base Knisios Megishom Lishtia. They're all reservoirs, but they're built differently. Right? One's square, one's round, one's in the ground, one's above the ground. The Gemara in Bava Basra explains the difference between a bor, a siach, and a ma'ora. Shalo yordu aleha gishamim, v'chivim tarti al irachas v'adrachas lo amtir, k'gon shehimtir bi'ir zu, v'chaver to lo himtir, v'klolahi. If you have where one city has rain, and a nearby city doesn't have rain, it's a simen of klola. And both cities are affected. Also, ir misanu misras, the city where it didn't rain has to not only fast, but also is masriya. The chos vivoseo misanu slo masriyos. And the ones around it, where it did rain, they fast, but they're not masriya. Ulefichach misano sheoso ir shlo yordu alegishomim telech liknosat buv oso ir viyabarot. Right? Lamaisa, because the city where it didn't rain is going to have to buy their grain from the city that it did, they're going to deplete their food supply. So they have to fast too. Okay. V'chein ir sheyesh ba dever. A city where there's dever, there's a plague, omapolis, or there's an earthquake, and the buildings, fell down. Also, ir misane umasras, that city has to fast and be masriya, and again, masriya is either by saying aneinu slichos or blowing shofar. And the cities around it, immediately around it, misanos velo masriyos, they also have to fast, but they're not masriya. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, just the opposite. They're masriya, and they don't fast. Rashi, omapoles, shechomoseh avabatim nofim beruach. He says that either the walls of the city or the houses fall down because of the storm, or because of an earthquake or anything like that that makes the walls fall down. Masriyim, I didn't get it yet. What's it called? Okay, so that also, since it's something close by, right, it affects even the cities immediately around it, but not as much as the actual city itself where this tragedy occurred. Ezeil Dever, what's considered a plague? Ir ha-motzia chamesh mios ragli, a city that produces or has 500 people in it, ragli. So the Rishonim say that's not including women and children. As it says in the Torah, Shesh Meos Elef Ragli Levad Mitach. So Ragli means, the Rambam says, it means Dafka, adult men. Others say Motzia, only men go out. Women and children usually stay in the house. Okay, but that's it. Motzia Chamesh Meos Ragli, city that has 500 adult males. The Yatsumi men are Gimel Nation B'Gimel Yomim. And three people die of a plague in 3 days. Right, not stamp three people die, but they died of a plague, like Mexican flu, whatever they call it, swine flu. If you know that they had that specific thing, and there's three people in 3 days, already is a sign of a plague. Zachar, Zahar is a dever. Pachus Mikane is a dever. It's less than three people in 3 days, and the Gemara will discuss what that means, then it's not called dever. Al elu masriim b'chol makom. These things you begin to fast immediately wherever it happens. Al hashidofon v'al hayirikom. These are kinds of makos that hit plants, right? They're mold or whatever in plants. V'al ha'arbe, v'al hachosel, if there's grasshoppers or other kinds of grasshoppers. V'al hachayiro, or if there's wild animals that come into the yishuv and kill people, the alacherev, or a war, masriin aleha, meshi makam alechas. Everywhere you have to, because it's moving. Everywhere means in the close vicinity of the place where it is. If there's a war in one place, you have to fast in any place where those soldiers could easily come to. But in the other end of the world, you don't have to fast. Right? Otherwise, we'd be fasting every day. Because if you have to fast everywhere for any of these things, we know today, some of these things are somewhere in the world. It means somewhere where it's reasonable that they could spread to that place easily. Ma'isa sheyordu zekeinim Yerushalayim l'oreihem. Ma'isa happened where the zekeinim went from Yerushalayim, went back to their cities. The gozer tainis ashenira kamole pitaner shidofen ba'ashkelon. They saw this shidofen, which again is some kind of mold in Tvua. in Ashkelon. So a little bit, and that's something that could spread. Right? It could spread, so they were gozer, a tinus in all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, because from Ashkelon it could spread to everywhere. The old gozer tinus, Asha'ochlu ze'evim, shnei tinokos bevera yardei, two wolves came into the Yishuv, and they ate two children in Evera Yardin. They made a tinus in the whole Eretz Yisrael. Because once the wolves are loose, they can go anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. But the Yossi Omer lo shalachlu ela al sheniru. Not only they didn't eat anybody, but they were seen in the Yishuv already as a sign that usually wolves stay out of the Yishuv. They're afraid of people. These were not afraid. It's already a sign that there's some kind of gzeirim in Hashemayim, and therefore you have to fast. Rashi, shidofon b'tvua, shidofon is some kind of mold by tvua. Yerakon is a choli. Yerakon is a kind of sickness. Chayera, mishakelis b'nei adam, right? Wild animals that kill people. Cherev, chayola shahokin larog, with a hashkis b'chol makom, or an army that's coming to do destruction. Moletan, refreshing word. I'm not saying what is it, moletan or of shidofon, what that means. La'arem b'Eretz Yisrael, they made a kindness in all of Eretz Yisrael, ba'ashkelon b'Eretz Plishtim. Ashkelon is part of Eretz Plishtim. The Ashachlu Ze'evim, Shehi Chayaroa. Ze'ev is a Chayaroa. No comments. Umaka Mahalechasi. And it's a plague that spreads. So since it spreads, you fast everywhere. Sheniru bo be'ir. Right? Since they were seen amongst people, that what's it called is also a Maka Mahalechas. Al elu masriyim b'Shabbos. Right? For these things, you're masriya even on Shabbos. Al ir shikifu anochrim. You have a city that was besieged by goyim. O nahar, or a flood, is coming. Ve'al asfina mitarefes b'yam. Well, there's a boat that's in danger of sinking. Rabbi Yossi omer le'ezra v'lo v'tza'aka. Rabbi Yossi says that you're masriya not to daven that it should go away. That you don't do on Shabbos. But Lazar, you scream that people should come and help. Right? If you need help, you're going to save these people, pikuach nefesh, so you can scream for help. But you don't scream in tefillah on Shabbos. Shimon HaTemani omer afal ha-dever v'lo hodu luchachomim. And Shimon HaTemani added dever as a thing that you're masri on Shabbos, and the chachomim weren't molded to him. Rashi, masriim ba'neinu. You say slichas for these things, even on Shabbos. Hametzurefes, miloshen taraf abava, knocked on the door. Miloshen beitza trufa, or you mixed up, you beat an egg. Kinefarsh perik lamala. So mitzurefes means it's floundering in the sea. Shimon HaTemani mitimna hoya. He was called Shimon HaTemani because he came from Timna. Okay. I'll call tzara shalotavu ala tzibur, on any tzara that shouldn't come on the tzibur. In other words, means any tzara that will come, but it doesn't want to say it the Lashon Klala, so it says it in a nice way. Masriyin aleihem, you daven that it should go away. Chutz mirov gishomim, except the tzara of too much rain. And the Gemara explains that too much rain doesn't mean that it's like a hurricane or whatever, and it's flooding things and damaging. That you can daven that goes away too. We're talking where it's just uncomfortable. Too much rain is uncomfortable, you don't daven, it should go away. They said to Choni HaMa'agel, daven that rain should come. I know that my tefillah is going to be answered, so you better bring in your Pesach ovens, because they're going to get, ruined by the rain. So go bring them into the house. So he davened, and it didn't rain. Ma'asa og uga. He made a circle, and they bring a raya from here that matzahs should be circular. They should be round, not square. Because ugos matzos. You see, uga means a circle. And they say different reasons why taka matzahs are supposed to be round, because it's lechem oni. And oni is like a galgo hachozer ba'olam. It's like a cycle that hits everybody. What other reason they say, Uga, why matzah should be round and not square? Because, don't remember now. That's a good enough reason. Right. So when they made, originally made machine matzahs, so they, what's it called, the reason they made them square is there shouldn't be any leftover. When the machine cuts them, if we cut them around, there would always be leftovers, the corners, and it would become chametz. So they made machine matzah square. And that was one of the oppositions to machine matzahs, aside from all the other opposition in the beginning, was it wasn't round. The matzahs have to be round. And if you make it round, it's a problem with chametz. So machine matzahs were problematic. So Og Uga v'Amad b'Solcha, he made a circle and he stood in the middle. V'Omer lefan of Ribbono Shel Olam, Bonecha somu pneim olai shani keben bayis lefanecha. Your children, right, have turned their faces to me. In other words, they depend on me. They think that I, you know, can bring rain because I'm like a ben bayis by you. Nishba ani b'Shimcha Agadol she'en yizoz mikana make a shvua on your great name that I'm not moving out of this circle. Ache terachim al bonecha. His chivuk shom benatnas. It started to drizzle. Amar lo kach shalti. I'm not interested in drizzles. I want good gesunter rain that should fill up the reservoirs. His chivu leirav bezas. It started to rain really hard. A storm. Amar lo kach shalti. I'm not interested in storms. Ela gishmei ratzon brach on the dava. I want nice rain. A lot of it, but nice. Yordu kitikunam. So rain, nice rain. Until they had to climb up to Harabayis because the rain was already flooding the city. But it wasn't a flood that was damaging anything. It was just uncomfortable. They had to go to high ground. So now you're davening that the rain should come. Once you're davening, they should go away. Go and see if the Evan HaToim, it was a big platform in Yerushalayim that they used to announce Avedas there. Go see if it's what's it called, dissolving. Sholach lo Shim ben Shetach. Shim ben Shetach sent to Choni HaMa'agil, Ilmole Choni Ato, goes Roni Alecha Nid. If you wouldn't be Choni, I'd put you in Cherub. Right? That's not the way you talk to the Rabbanu Shel with such chutzpah. This is not what I asked for. This is what I asked for. What's it called? You think you're talking to? But since you're Choni HaMa'agel, right, since you're Choni HaMa'agel, what's it called, you can get away with it. Vice versa, is that there are people who can do things that normal people can't do, but since they're great people, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that even if we don't understand what they did, right, this applies probably to a lot of Rebbes, that, you know, daven Shachris when it's night or whatever, you know, if they wouldn't be big people, so put them in Cherim for doing something like that. I used to go to the Rimnitzer Rebbe, he used to be in Miami. He used to have Shalosh Shuddis Sunday morning, where they would be laning for Mincha, Motzei Shabbos, like 3 o'clock in the morning. So again, if it wouldn't be the Rimnitzer Rebbe, who my Rebbe was mayor, that the man was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, not just a Rebbe, you know, that did miracles. He was, besides the fact he did miracles. So somebody like that, yeah. Yeah, if it would be a regular person doing that, you put him in cherub. Somebody like that, you have to say, since you're choni ma'agil, right? You can do this. We're not going to start up with you. What?
You would need to put him in cherub.
If he was ordinary. No, if he's an ordinary person and he davened mincha at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? So mistami, put him in cherub for being mezalzel in halach. What can we do to you? You misbehave. You're naughty in front of the Rabbanu Shalom. Right, just like a child can be naughty and the father does what he wants, right, you do the same thing, and the Rabbanu Shalom obviously goes along with you, so who are we to argue? I think Avicha is the Rabbanu Shalom, Imecha is Klal Yisrael. If the Rabbanu Shalom is happy with you, then we're also happy with you. Choyu Misan in the Yordlem Gishomim, if they were fasting for rain, and it rained. So Kodem HaNetzachama Lo Yashlimu. If it rained before Netzachama, then they don't have to finish the fast. La'achar Netzachama Yashlimu. But if it didn't rain till after Netzachama, you have to finish the fast. If it rained before Chatzos, you don't have to finish the fast. But if it rained only after Chatzos, you have to finish the fast. Chatzos Hayom. Maisa Shigazru Tainis Belud, a Maisa where they made a Tainis in Lud. V'yardulam gishom kodim chatzos, and it rained before noon, right? So according to Rabbi Elazar, they didn't have to finish the fast, and according to the Tanakhama, they did, right? So Amar Lahem Rav Tarfon, su v'ichlu v'shesu, Rav Tarfon said, like Rabbi Elazar, that go out and eat, you can stop fasting, since it rained before chatzos. V'asu yomtif, v'yotsu v'ochlu v'shos, they went, they ate, and they drank. V'asu yomtif, ubo bein arbayim, and minchotan, they came, v'koru halal ha-gadol, and they read halal ha-gadol. That's not our halal, that's holu l'ashem ki tov, that's called halal ha-gadol. Rashi, shelo tovo lishna ma'al yinokat. Right, any tzora that shouldn't come on the tzibur. Mirov gishomim lav kigon shiyorda al irachas v'al irachas lo yorda. It's not talking a case where a lot of rain rained on one city and not on a different city. That's a klala. That you can daven should go away. Shishom vadei shteim leklala. Kedom Rav Yehuda. Timtar mokom motor shemakalkel tzvua. We learned before that what's it called? That if it rains excessively in one place and not in another place, that's a simen klala. That you can daven should go away. El kvar yardu v'torachim b'tnei adam. It rained enough, and if people are discomforted by it, that you can't daven. Aval ena mekalklin tvuos doesn't destroy anything. The time of mefarish gemara loma ein masrin. Right, the gemara will explain why you don't daven to take away a discomfort of too much rain. Tanurei tzachim shein b'chatzeros used to keep their Pesach ovens out in the yard, the ones that they would roast according to Pesach. That was not the Pesach oven that was for Pesach bigger stuff. It means that they roasted the korban Pesach in that oven. B'shel cheres, saying they were made out of earthenware. U'metalten olson, they were movable. Shel yomuka b'kshamin, and therefore it was possible for them to be dissolved by the rain. Gishmei boros, shipua gishomin l'malos boros. A lot of rain that will fill up the reservoirs. U'nedavos ratzon v'ayin yofet. But they should come nicely, not in a storm. Evan atoim, Evan toin hoishav Yerushalayim, the chomisha avda lo aveda v'vam metzio. Anybody who lost something would come to this platform, this big stone, the people would stand on it, and people who found things would come there and they would, exchange, I found, you lost, and they would make shiduchim. L'nados al kovar arav, well, put you in cheirim al kovar Hashem. Right, the mice, if you put somebody in cheirim because he's mezalzel in the kovod of a Talmud Chacham, surely someone's mezalzel in the kovod of the Rabbanu Shalom. Mischate porpish belaz. It means you misbehave. Yismach avich l'imecho v'sogel yolaretecha. But you, if the Rabbanu Shalom's happy with you, then we're happy with you also.